Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two of our two-part interview with Carla DeDessi. She's the founder of Culture of Life 1972. The website is col1972.org, which is a pro-life clothing line. This is awesome. I mean, their tagline is Fashions for Life. And if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because we don't have time to recover a lot of ground here. But I'm telling you, she has a passion that is going to ignite your soul for what's going on right now. And here is Carla DeDessi.
Well, you know, if they can celebrate death, please join us in COL 1972 and celebrate life. Celebrate life.
As you got started in this, did you have any experience in designing, not just designing, but making clothes?
No, but God did. No, not at all. And in fact, today when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to meet with the people that we've chosen to have our distributor, and who's also designing our t-shirts, and we're going to have dresses for you all in the spring line. We are not using the people in LA anymore. It was way too expensive. But I didn't know any better last year, you know? So now that I've had time to research more, we want to get our price points down for our customers. There's so many of you out there, and we want to enlarge in the tribe. We don't want to exclude anyone.
Amen.
So, we were paying so much on shipping. Now we're not going to have to pay that shipping fee. We're doing everything out of Pennsylvania, which is where we're located. So God again just brought the people to us. But I'm going today because we're going to be designing what colors are we using? Where do we want the print? Depending on the cotton versus polyester versus if we're using Lycra, which is what people are using in a lot of the athleisure brands, which are so you can wear our stuff if you're going to work out or run. It depends on what ink you need to use.
Wow.
Are we doing the embroidery? So I've learned so much, and I'm still learning so much. But again, I have to make sure that when you wash our t-shirt 100 times, by the way, you can. Mine have already been washed almost that time because I wear our stuff every day. We still want our logo to look just as amazing as the first time that you put it on. That's important to us because we want everybody to see it. Remember, we're a mission first.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want the COL 1972 to ever go away. We want you to continue to be able to. And it's so amazing because there's people have said to us, wonderful people have reached out, so many encouraging people, but some people have said, why COL 1972? And then they love the mission behind it. Or they'll say, but why don't you have pro-life on the hat? And I've had opportunity to say, well, there are organizations that do say pro-life, but then people don't come up and ask you about what you're wearing.
Correct.
And in fact, you might actually make people angry because and we don't want to make people angry because Jesus Christ used parables to welcome the crowds, and he spoke. We want to include everyone. We're very serious about that. So COL 1972 has been used to actually people that might have been angry if they knew that we were part of the pro-life movement. God has used our messaging to kind of deflate their anger, or what's the word that I'm using for? But it's been used as something that's very winsome. We've had people come up to us and say, my gosh, I love your shirt. It looks so amazing. Where did you get that? What does the 1972 mean? And we have had opportunity to say, we're just praying that this country can get back to like a celebration of life. We celebrate all life, no matter who you are, where you are, what color, what religion you are, we celebrate. Wow, that's amazing. We want to be a part of that. But what's the 1972 mean? And then, so we're giving it to them in bits and pieces, and it's great to see their eyes wake up. And, well, wow, I didn't know that it's 60 million people that have not been able to see. We don't say 60 million people have been aborted. That's immediately going to shut down the conversation.
Right.
We say 60 million people have been denied the right to life. When you say it that way, or tiny Americans have been denied the right to life, somehow God has used that in our conversations because people think, 60 million, oh my gosh, we had no idea. You know, they don't think about it. The other side has demonized us. They've done a great job doing that. And we want to say we are the movement of love. We are the movement of life. We celebrate all life. Because let me tell you something. The letters that we have received would make you cry. Actually, I started on COL 1972 Official. I encourage everybody to follow us on COL 1972 Official on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Please follow us and become part of our Culture of Life tribe.
Amen. And we're going to put links to all this in the show notes.
Thank you. That's an enormous help to us. People reach out to us probably 3 or 4 times a day. I get these beautiful letters that I cry. And the girl said to me, Mom, you have to start reading them. They taught me how to do these live videos and all of this stuff. And so I will read these letters. And it's usually always the dads that are writing them to me, the dads. And maybe it's because, yes, the men are part of our life tribe. We need them. And guess what? The other side says, you don't have a right to talk about this because it's my body. It's my choice. And we, as part of the Celebration of Life community, are saying, no, we need you. We want you. My goodness, you're part of this. We need your voice. Mm-hmm. And so we have discovered that it's a lot of dads that have been writing to us and said, and a lot of them aren't even believers. But now we're having this open dialogue with them. Because remember, I'm a believer. I absolutely want to save babies on this earth. But ultimately, we want to save lives and souls for eternity.
Let me ask you this. When you got started, who were your first clients?
Our first clients were young women. Yes, ages, I would say, well, actually, I can tell you because I watch our numbers on Facebook, like 20 to 40 year old women. Mm-hmm. But then we started having girls that were 12, 14, 16 reaching out to us. And again, this is all stuff that I'm learning, Pastor. And they're called influencers. And they might have 10,000 people that follow them. And they say, Carla, Victoria, Julia, will you send us a t-shirt, we'll wear it, we'll tell all of our tribe about it because they're going to love this. And that's how we've grown organically, by these young kids just tweeting about us, wearing our stuff. And we are happy, by the way, to send a free t-shirt for them to proudly share the Culture of Life movement. So, and remember, my girls are 18, 15, and 13. And so my girls proudly wear all of this stuff. They are not in the closet Christians or in the closet conservatives or in the closet pro-lifers. So they've been used.
This is
exciting. Courage. Oh, yeah, it is exciting. Yeah. Courage breeds courage. And so my girls, if you go to COL 1972 Official, my girls take care of a lot of that social media. They're doing all of that. So you're going to see pictures of them, and they're very happy. And we look exactly like the other side, but we're a lot better, you know?
Amen.
We hang out with our friends for coffee, not at Starbucks. They give millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood every year. But, you know, we love life, and we just invite y'all to come over and be a part of our tribe and share all of our messaging.
So your clothing line generally has been received well publicly, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Thank the Lord he's protected us from any negativity. It has just been received remarkably well. We have buyers in Germany, Australia, Canada, all 50 states. Again, this is something that I can look at. I've taught myself how to use Shopify, which is what we use for our website. And, you know, I encourage you all, if you have a dream that God wants to put into a reality, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Amen.
So, yeah.
But have you received much blowback at all from progressives?
No, praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
And again, that is God's protection around us right now.
Amen.
And, it may or may not come. I pray it doesn't.
Right.
But, you know, we'll be ready for it, and we will react with love and kindness. But praise God, no, we are flying under the radar so far, but Amen. God can protect us. Amen. God, you know, so, and we don't wake up fearing that every day. We are just mm-hmm. so excited about all of the happiness and all of the encouragement and all of the support from you all. But again, dads are reaching out, they're writing letters about how, doctors were encouraging them to abort children, but they had a child that now is not able to walk at 18 years of age or mm-hmm. talk at 18 years of age because they have a global disorder, but how that child has just been such an enormous blessing to them. And of course, the dad writes the letter way more eloquently than I am sharing with you, but if you go to COL 1972 official, I actually read that dad's letter last week, and it has like close to 500 views right now, and people Praise are sharing God. It.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do.
Getting the word out. Amen.
Yes, getting the word out. So we're calling it life letters instead of love letters. We're calling it Julia's. This dad's daughter's name is Julia, and of course, he gave me the permission to share it. Mm-hmm. But every Wednesday, I'm going to try and read another life letter to all of you.
Amen.
Because we do make a difference. We do. There is a ripple effect. Forget about a ripple effect. I want to see a tidal wave effect for life. And this is our moment, too, by the way. If any of your listeners are following politics, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about politics, but
talk whatever you want.
We have the most, okay, thank you. We have the most pro-life leader in the White House that we've ever had. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Kellyanne Conway.
Yep.
If you go to the March for Life, you must be encouraged because we have never had a president show up, and he has streamed in the last 2 years to support life. Vice President Pence, the only vice president that has ever showed up in person at the March for Life. So I'm telling you, if you have your finger on the pulse, you're praying every day, you're seeking God's will, this is our moment to stand up for life, and I just feel humbled.
Yep.
That we started this fashion line at this time.
Amen.
Such a time as this. Such a time
That's
as
right.
this.
Do you have plans for a physical store, or are you just going to stay online?
We do not have plans for a physical store because we think e-commerce is easy. I'm able to stay in my house, manage my family, and do everything from the home.
Amen.
If I have a retail shop, I'm going to have to go in there. I'm going to have to make sure that the girls I hire are doing their thing.
Yep.
So it might be down the line, Pastor, but it is not today.
Amen.
And we've actually been able to reach out worldwide.
Exactly, online is definitely the way to do it.
I mean, instead of just, I would have never met all of these people in all 50 states and abroad. Never if I just had a local shop in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So
we get asked all the time, you know, what's your, you know, how can I listen to you on the radio? I say, well, we're online. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
He goes, if I was, and we looked into purchasing a radio station back probably 5-6 years ago, and you know it's very expensive to do. But then the you're stuck. You're in that locality. You know, you might get 10 miles out, maybe 15 miles out. You know, on a good day or something. But that's the only outreach you have other than going
that's
online.
Right.
So if I'm going to go that's online right. in order to have more people listen, why go through the expense of having a physical station with all the licensing problems and all that stuff. So
that's right.
Online, and that's what has caused us to grow because we were one of the first ones to actually be a Christian online radio station like that.
I love it.
I could understand exactly what you're trying to say because this, you could sell, well, I don't know how you can ship it to China and stuff, but I mean, it's possible, you know.
But like you said, we would be paying monthly rent for that retail space. I'd be paying heat. I'd be paying so many other things,
salaries,
employees.
Yeah,
and we want to keep our overhead, our costs as low as we possibly can because we want our product to be available to everyone.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the article on BuzzFeed because that was awesome, by the way.
Please.
How did that article
come
about?
That's a God thing. That's another God thing. So I was encouraged to go to CPAC, Conservative Political Action League, and that was in Washington, D.C. for 4 days. And my daughter and I went, my oldest, my other two stayed home, with my parents live right across the street, so they were managing the house. My husband was going out to work. And Victoria and I went, and we wore our COL 1972 clothing, and every person with a microphone wanted to know what this brand was. Oh, and I also had a couple of friends there that And again, this is all God stuff. I've become friends with a woman named Sam Sorbo, whose husband's Kevin Sorbo, and he is the producer of all of the God's Not Dead movies. They are also a homeschool family. So Sam and I connected, and Sam was kind enough to say, give me your t-shirts. I'll wear them every day that I'm here. So imagine that you're at an event, and there's kind of like my daughter and I, and then like eight other high-profile people like Sam Sorbo that love life, that want to get back to a culture of life, that know that life is amazing, and we're all wearing these shirts. And so everyone was coming up to us and asking for interviews, and Sam did a ton of interviews. It's a God thing. And so that's how we got picked up by BuzzFeed.
Amen. Or that's awesome.
Was it BuzzFeed? Yes. Or The Blaze. The Blaze.
Blaze. Yeah, Blaze. That's right.
Yes. Amen. And I'm not even sure. And then God just disseminates it, right? He just. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even sure where we have been. But yes, that's one of the things that you saw. We were also on something called CRTV and a lot of local stations. And everybody is just helping. And so I'm just so grateful.
So you've been getting a lot of media exposure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Any media bias where they're like, we're not going to talk to you because you're on the other side from what, you know, the traditional media is. Have you had any of that?
You know what? There was one person at CPAC in Washington, D.C. for 3 days. It was NPR. I believe that stands for National Public Radio.
Yeah.
And they appeared to be angry, like our existence was very offensive to them. And they, you know, but I didn't ask them to give us an interview, and I could just tell. Oh, I handed them. I did. I handed them. My daughter and I had made. It had COL 1972 Culture of Life on it, and it had some questions because that's what we would put in the. Journalist's hands, like, this is who we are, this is our company, because there was a lot of competition there. There's a ton of people that have written books, that are doing movies, that are, they all want promotion for their product, too, of course. So I had these cards already made that I could put them right in their hand and say, this is who we are, this is what we're doing, would you please grant us an interview? And so I did put that in NPR's hand, and their faces immediately went angry. And they were like, and they just, no, we don't have time for you, we're already booked today. Yeah. And so, I don't get angry about that.
Right.
I see that as God doesn't want us to be there. Maybe another time, maybe a different year, but not today. And he's protecting us, really, right?
Exactly.
He's protecting us. Yeah. So I don't
know that, but you planted the seed when you handed it to him. Whoever that person was had to read it and comprehended immediately what it was about. That was just a seed planted into their
heart. Pastor, isn't that so sad that the culture of life actually angers some people. I mean, that's how deceived they are. How they are.
Yeah. I mean,
and so they need prayer, but that's the only tiny little bit of discouragement. Yeah. But like I said, we don't even look at it as discouragement. We look at it as that the door that God has closed immediately. Yeah. We thank Him for His protection, and we just move on.
What's next in your marketing plan? What can we expect in the near future?
So April 1st, we're launching our Culture of Life 1972 spring line. We have a beach bag. We have some flip-flops. We have two dresses. And we have a couple of other styles. And I'm going to share it with you all first. We're doing something that's called a campaign. Again, what I've learned is that the fashion, remember, I'm copying off of what is being done in the fashion industry, because this is all new to me, but you don't always have the same campaigns. You have to make it attractive and winsome to your consumers. So COL 1972 is the logo that you saw on all of our winter collection. We launched for Sanctity of Life Month. People told us, we want you to launch at Christmas, or we want you to launch for Cyber Monday or Black Friday. Right. And we were like, no, God wants us to launch for Sanctity of Life Month. That's what we're about. We're going to come out loud and proud for Sanctity of Life Month in January. So we did, and everything was COL 1972. But for April, we are going to launch a campaign called Life is Amazing. So although we're still going to have some of our COL 1972 logo stuff available, we're going to have these new items for you all that just say life is amazing. And when people come up to you and they say, where'd you get that adorable dress? We love it. And it looks amazing with your flip-flops. You have opportunity to say COL 1972 because we're this tribe that's growing. We just think all life is amazing.
Amen.
And then, so that's going to be our campaign for April and the summer months. We're going to get some water bottles in. We have pop sockets. So we are going to try and always keep it current and new because we want you to be able to go back out into your high school, into your college, into your workspace and say, oh, this is a new thing. You know, we have weekend bags for the kids. We have accessory bags for their pens and their pencils. It has been exciting. It is, and it's been exciting to connect all of the pro-life tribe. So when you go to Instagram, when you go to Twitter, you can comment and talk to each other, and people have become friends through that. And it's really built strength in the movement, which is what we need.
That's right. What's your long-term plans?
My long-term plan is to have this company running as long as we can. So this is the other thing that we're introducing, because all of you are reaching out. We read every one of your emails. We are going to have a curves collection. That's the other thing that we are adding in the spring. A lot of people say we want to see sizes that are 12 and larger. We are listening to you. All of our dresses, all of our t-shirts, all of our tank tops are going to be 12 to size 28. We have been able to do that for you all. Men want to see more men stuff. Right now, we only have three items for you. Yes. But remember, we're being very purposeful with how we're using and investing our money back into the company, because we buy everything. We have to buy everything. That's our biggest expense.
Yep.
And we have to make sure that we sell everything, because if we don't, we're left with this stuff.
Yep.
And that's something that I've also learned.
That's
so we're being very conservative. This is God's money. This is God's business. We want to be around for a while. So, yes, hear me say that we are expanding, but we're expanding slowly. We're going to have more men's stuff. People are asking for children's stuff because they're educating me. There's a lot of brands for children that are already giving back to Planned Parenthood or the messaging, like Janie and Jack is one. They have the cutest, most beautiful kid stuff, but evidently they were just bought by Gap and Banana Republic and Old Navy. So now they're giving back to Planned Parenthood. I want you to think about this, Pastor.
Yeah.
You have somebody that owns a children's line, but they're giving back to Planned Parenthood. Aren't they killing their future consumers? Isn't that a bad business plan?
Exactly. Now, you do donate a portion of each sale to supporting pro-life organizations. Is there any in particular?
Absolutely. Yes. So what we have started to do is, so for the month of January, I shared with you that we were able to charter a bus that went down. But my daughter said to me, Mom, wouldn't it be great if we could partner with local crisis pregnancy centers or adoption services? I said, that is a great idea.
Yep.
So if you sign up for our newsletter, which you can go to our website, col1972.com, and sign up for that very easily, what we did is we send out, to remind you all, because we have people that are signing up every day for our newsletter, praise God. Last month, we said, we want to know who you are and why we should give back 10% this month to your organization. A lot of people reached out to us. So the month of February, we gave back to Birthright in Westchester, Pennsylvania, right here. So they partnered with us, which helps them grow and it helps us grow because we blast out to all of our people giving 10% back to Birthright this month. And then they do the same thing to all of their people. COL 1972 is partnering with us. And so in March, we're partnering with another organization that's in Denver, Pennsylvania. And again, a lot of people are reaching out to us because we happen to be from Pennsylvania. But we're starting to grow and other people are asking. But a shout out to all of you that we want to give back to your organization. So please reach out to us and tell us why we should partner with your crisis pregnancy center, because that's what we're looking to do right now.
Well,
Carl, and that's worked pretty well.
Can you give us your contact information if someone wanted to reach out to you, ask questions, check out your product line, or maybe do an interview such as this? How can they do that?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. COL1972.com is our website where you can shop, sign up for our newsletter, and you can also go there to look at our links for Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and Facebook. But if you want to just go to Instagram, because you don't have some of those other accounts, if you just go to Insta, all of our social media, or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, is COL1972 official. You have to put official after it. COL1972 official. We'll pop right up. Please like and follow us. And please share all of our posts, because that is how we grow. Yeah. And when you share, when you actually share our information with all of your friends, that's how we grow our life tribe.
Amen. So and, that's COL1972 official. That's Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter and YouTube, yes. Okay. But then it's just COL1972.com for our website. And if you look at our website, there's also the charitable arm is COL. Well, you can just click on it. It's COL1972 Foundation, because we actually did start a foundation. I had to learn how to do that. So we do have a foundation. Your 10% goes right in there. And we've actually had some people, praise God, that have actually just said, we want to donate money to whatever you're doing. And they've just actually, they haven't bought clothes, but they've donated money, whether it's $25 or $10. We have somebody actually donate a dollar because they want to be part of the Culture of Life movement. Yep, exactly. And then we use that to do, we sponsored the Students for Life event in Washington, D.C. So,
amen.
Yeah, well, I'll be putting links to all this. Thank you.
Yep, I'll be putting links to all this in the show notes as well. And folks,
thank you.
This is a very, very important episode. I pray that it has opened your eyes to what's going on in government institutions that we, the people, elect to lead us. I mean, God holds us responsible for those we elect to make these laws. And when the politicians do all they can to marginalize God and His word and kill babies and promote immorality, etc., He holds us responsible as well. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for you to support Carla, her daughters, and their clothing line, COL1972, Fashion for Life. This is your chance to do a couple of very important things. First, you stop supporting those immoral stores that want to kill innocent babies and promote an immoral lifestyle. But second, you can help promote her organization, her foundation, and other pro-life organizations while shopping for modern fashions. And thirdly, I mean, I could go on and on. I'll just stop with this one. You need to shop on this site, and you need to ask your pastor to promote Carla's company in their bulletins and on their website, because the more we can work to get the word out about this great company, the better. And Carla, I thank you for taking the time to come on the program today and share with us about your great company, Culture of Life 1972, Fashion for Life. Oh, I truly appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me all of your time. God bless you.
Amen. And folks, I'm going to put some action with my words. I'm going to go on her foundation page, and our ministry is going to be sending in a donation. I don't do this very often on the air like this, but this is something that needs to get out there even farther than this is God. That's all I can say. This is God.
It is. Thank you. What an encouragement. Thank you.
But I need you to share this episode on your Facebook. You need to help Carla get the word out about this organization, because God will.
And we have 50% off right now, Pastor. 50% off everything on the website right now.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. I could talk to Carla for a long time. I tell you, this is such a vital part of my spirit. And I just thank you, Carla, for all that you're doing for the body of Christ and for these unborn babies out there and the mothers and just the body of Christ itself. Thank you so much for taking this stand and creating this great organization.
My pleasure.
And folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Carla, Dedesi, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.